Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nazir. We're going to complete the Masechta today and then start Masechta Sota as well. The Mishnah begins as follows. Nazir Haya Shmuel. Shmuel was a Nazir. And so therefore, if someone says, I'm going to be like Shmuel, he's going to be a Nazir. Kedivrei Reb Neilrei. This is according to Reb Neilrei. Now, how do we know that Shmuel was a Nazir? Because the Pasuk says, Umora lo yale al rosho, because the Pasuk says that Shmuel's mother davened, she said that a mora should not come on his head. And then remember, Shimshon umora, umbenemar Shmuel umora. It says about Shimshon that a mora shall not go on his head. It says it about Shimshon as well. Mamora amura b'shimshon nazir, amora amura b'shmuel nazir. Just like mora, that is about Shimshon, refers to a Nazir, so too that which is said about Shmuel is also Nazir. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, following Mora Elishal Basar Adam, I thought Mora, that Chana was talking about, the mother of Shmuel was talking about, when she said, Umora lo yalel roshosh, that meant that she shouldn't have it, he shouldn't have any fear. Similar, Rabbi Noroi, Valok Farnemar, V'amar Vayomer Shmuel, Ich Elich B'shama Shol V'aragani. How could it be that that's the reference? Because we already said that Shmuel said, how can I go to be Moshech to go anoint David HaMelech as king? If Shaul hears about it, he's going to kill me. Shekfar Ayala Mora Shaul Basav Adam. He already had that sense of fear. So it's impossible for us to assume that if that's the case, that the mother, that Chana didn't realize that. Chana clearly would have realized that. And so for that reason, it must be that the Mora over here is a different sense, a different Mora, and it must be a reference to a razor. And with that in mind, we have figured out and concluded that the Mora over here is a razor, and Shmuel must have been a Nazir. And so if someone says, I'm going to be like Shmuel, what he means is that he's going to be a Nazir. And with that in mind, we close out Masechta Nazir and immediately turn to Masechta Sota as well. And the process of a sota begins with two stages. The first stage is kinui, the second is stira. If a person suspects his wife, he has to first warn her not to be alone, and then she has to go ahead and disobey. So the Mishnah says, Hamakana l'ishto, if somebody warns his wife not to be alone with somebody, Rabbi Eliezer Omer makana l'al pishnayim, umashka al pi eid echad, o al pi atzmo. Rabbi Eliezer says, she doesn't become a sota unless he warns her in front of two witnesses, and then if she disobeys, and she's alone with the man, her husband can cause her to drink the mayim amarim, even if the yichud is confirmed by just one witness or by the husband himself. But Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua omer mekanal al pi shnayim umashkal pi eid echad. Rabbi Yeshua says he has to warn her in front of two witnesses, and he has to have her have stira where she's alone, which can be confirmed also by two witnesses. Testifying by just one witness about the yichud is not enough to make her a sota. You need two witnesses in the process. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.